Chapter 2, World Record for the Fastest Tryout Ever. At first, I watched through the gate. I was going to keep moving, but then I saw that there were other people down closer to the track, hanging out, watching the practice, like moms and stuff. So I joined them. Well, I didn't sit with them, because that would have been weird, but I grabbed a seat on one of the other benches. My school didn't have a track team. Not that I would have tried out for it if it did. I was more into basketball. That was my sport, even though I had never really played. Sometimes on my walk home, I would stop at the court and see if I could get a pickup game, but no one ever picked me, mainly because the old heads didn't like running with kids my age. But I always had this feeling that if I could just get on, I'd be the next LeBron, but I never wanted to be the next, whoever the most famous runner is. I never even thought about it. I looked in the world records book, and it says some dude named Usain Bolt is the fastest, but I had never heard of him. My dad never watched running on TV. Are there even any famous runners? Like, seriously. I never heard of none, but judging from the way these kids were stretching and jumping around on the track, some of them probably had. "Okay, let's get some high knees," the coach was commanding. He was short and bald, but I could tell that his baldy didn't come from all his hair falling out. He was one of those guys who shaved it. Actually, he was one of those guys who shaved all the hair on his face except his eyebrows, which wasn't a good look. He looked like a turtle with a chipped tooth, wearing a hoop earring and a black whistle around his neck. Up, up, up! There were boys and girls around my age, everybody dressed in shorts and t-shirts, holding their arms out in front of them, doing a jump march kind of thing, slapping their knees to their hands.
"Come on, sonny. It's only the second day of practice and you're already slacking," the coach barked
at the tallest boy out there. He was holding a clipboard and smacked it against his leg.
"Get him up!"
I sat with my feet spread apart so I could spit the sunflower seed shells on the ground between them. The salt was making me so thirsty, but I just couldn't stop eating them. On the track, the high knee things were followed by jumping jacks and some warm-up laps around the track, which seemed like a really bad idea to me. I mean, why would you run to warm up? You'd be tired before it's even time to race. Duh. Then all the runners gathered around the turtle-faced coach.
"Listen up," he said. "If you are on this track, you have either already been part of the defenders or you have been recruited to be part of the defenders."
He was talking to them like they had just joined the army or something.
"I'm sure you all know what that means. But in case you don't, it means that you are part of one of the best youth teams in the city. We are the people the top high schools come to for talent. And if you go to a good high school and do well on a good team, guess what? You might even get to go to college for free."